This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're lightening up on the day here, but it is mostly cloudy, so you're not really seeing that sun. Going to warm up a little bit more than yesterday, maybe some rain later in the day. But, you know, hey, if you can get out there this morning, dress in some layers and, just do a few things. Get some things cleaned up. Do what you can to get ready for the spring that has already sprung, if you will. But it's that time of year. We're getting excited for the season and for everything that's out there. For our garden, and really start doing a few things out there, as always, by cleaning up, any of the debris that was left from last year, any of the, leaves, the branches, those types of things. The wind lately, and maybe it's just me. Where I am is a lot more in the country than when I was living in Lowell. We're noticing a lot more wind, and so I'm seeing a lot more damage to trees, etc. So, that's kind of where I'm thinking. A lot more cleanup. But anyways, those are the things we can start to be doing and getting ready for the rest of the season. So, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks. Thanks for taking the call. What I was calling about is mulching. I used to always do mulching in the springtime myself, and then I had some back problems last year, and I had a lawn service cutting the lawn and doing everything. And they said, "Do you want us to do mulching?" And I said, "Well, yeah, because I'm not going to be able to do it in the spring." So they came in the fall. I think it was around the middle of September.
Okay.
And I said, "Why are you doing it now? I always do it in the spring." And I told them not to do it. And they're coming back in the spring. But so my question, and now my beds look like they're a mess,
Yeah.
Because I really couldn't keep up with them last year. I just had them cutting the lawn, and I couldn't really do much. But when is the best time to mulch? Is it the fall? Because the guy said, it'll protect your plants over the winter. And I'm like, So when is the best time to mulch?
Well, to be honest with you, both times is actually really a good time, depending upon what you're looking to do. So that being said, using mulch in the spring, the reason why we're using the mulch at that point is to hold any weeds at bay, hold moisture in the soil a little bit longer, so it holds the moisture for your plants to protect them during the season, and it cuts back on some of the watering, etc. So that's why you would do it in the spring. And then in the fall, you know, it's a lot more for protecting, like, perennial beds, you know, roses, any of the more tender shrubs and trees for the area. Most likely, it's not for your trees as much, just basically because a lot of that is above ground. We are trying to keep the soil temperature... we're trying to keep the plants, you know, warm during the season. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, for the winter. So that's part of it. But, you know, I would use the mulch in the fall really to help with keeping everything, the temperatures, like a same level for the winter. And what do I mean by that? When you put the mulch over the top, it's almost like putting a blanket over your perennials and things like that. So that's really the idea behind it. So mm-hmm. It is 2-4-1 there. But the other thing is, you know, what I would look at doing in the fall versus spring is using a mulch in the fall that is more of like a compost type, like an enriching type mulch, almost using like a compost as your mulch in the fall. So, because what will happen with that is that compost sits there. It'll act as that blanket, if you will. But then it breaks down and enriches the soil, and then you can put whatever kind of mulch you want on top of it in the spring to get that color, the good look for it. So maybe it's, you know, a twofer where, you know, the winter, the fall time, you're using it as a enriching type and to protect, and then in the spring you can get the color you like to make it, you know, look however you'd like.
Yeah, well, I'm hiring guys to do it, so I'm only going to do it once a year. But they're going to come in the spring, as I told them, not in the fall. But I'll keep that in mind when I have it done again, if I do need to have it done again. But they're coming soon, so. When that starts, I'll tell them, you know, okay for the fall. I do have a lot of perennials. That's mainly what I have. And then, in the spring, I put in a few annuals here and there, but mostly like daffodils. I got Shasta daisies. I got roses. I got those purple coneflowers.
Yep.
And all things that come back each year.
Yeah, and so that fall mulching is more to protect them for the next season. You know, that being said, you've done this for a number of years without it, right? So, you know, why do something when it's not broken, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's there. Those are the reasons behind why we mulch in the spring and the fall. But if you've already had it and you've been doing it for years, you don't have to change it. You know, I would look at it maybe if the temperatures were, you know, a huge fluctuation where we've had extreme cold winters. But if you look at the past couple winters, we really haven't had extreme temperatures that have gone down so low. And we don't have a crystal ball, so we can't sit here and say, all right, this next winter is going to be the coldest winter. We can look at the almanac, and it'll tell us that, because I feel like it tells us that every year. But if you haven't done it in the past, you know, if it's not broken, you don't have to fix it.
Yeah. Well, I think what the landscapers do, I think it's in the fall, they start slowing down with other things, you know?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. You know, another way to do it, if you don't, you know, obviously you're having somebody do it, but they could just blow the leaves onto perennial beds. Not that that looks great. But blowing leaves on the perennial beds is doing the same thing as mulching.
Yeah.
It just breaks down. You're going to find leaves in the spring and have to do a cleanup. And we're just kind of prolonging the inevitable, but it does the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. Sounds good.
All right, John. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Last year I planted strawberries, and I didn't get any strawberries. And this year I'm hoping that they'll produce. I put some manure on them the other day, and I don't know what else to do. I loosened up. The soil is damp anyway, so I don't know. So I don't really know how to treat them.
Okay. Well, being on the Cape, you have some sandy soil, so which is a good thing. They're looking, you know, the strawberries grow the best in a sandy loam-filled soil.
Does that mean I should get some sand from the beach and pour some sand on them?
I don't know. I wouldn't do that. I think you're fine being on the Cape, already having a sandy soil. And that organic matter that you added is perfect as well.
Okay.
So I think you're on the right lines for this.
Uh-huh.
I got to take a break here, so I want to give you some more information on the other side of the break. So hang tight with me.
Okay.
For everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Alice in regards to her strawberries. And, you know, she planted some last year, no fruit. Now, question for you is, last year was the first year you planted them, or have they been there?
Okay. No, that was the first year.
All right. Sometimes on certain strawberries, they can actually take 2 years to really produce their flower, their fruit, to the full effect that you're looking for. So that could be part of what we're looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to continue with what you did. I think adding the manure, adding the organic matter to the soil is actually perfect. I think you're doing the right thing there because they do enjoy more organic materials.
What organic material are you talking about? Leaves?
Well, no, cow manure is organic. Compost that you've added is perfect.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So you've done the right thing by adding this.
So I can do that in the fall also?
You could.
Okay.
You know, what I would look at doing at this point is maybe adding some phosphorus. Maybe it's a level of a 5-10-5.
And where do you get phosphorus from?
So phosphorus you can purchase at a local garden center. You go in just looking for a 5-10-5. Espoma has a product. It'll say garden food, and it'll say 5-10-5.
Okay.
While we're on the phone here, I am going to look up the color of the bag for you so you can even say that. So this one is a green bag.
And
so
you do
green
that in
the
fall, right?
You could do that now.
Oh, all right.
Okay. You could actually do it now and, you know, maybe it's about like 6 weeks, 10 weeks from now. You can do it a second time, really just to give it a boost, because this only will go into the system for that period of time.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then what I would also look at doing is when you start to see maybe some of the flowers looking at using like a bloom booster, any type of liquid fertilizer or a wettable powder, which means like a granular that you mix in water, like a Miracle-Gro. But you'd want one that has high middle number, which is your phosphorus. That will help produce more blossoms and bigger fruit for you. Okay. But I bet you this year, because it is a second year, you're going to see more strawberries to it than you have. Obviously, anything is going to be more than last year when it was zero. But, you know, just keep an eye out on...
What was the name of that, the one, the green bag one?
So that is, it's a 5-10-5 from Espoma. It's a garden food.
It's 5-10-5.
Now, whereabouts in Yarmouth are you? Or, excuse me, in the Cape are you?
Brewster.
Brewster? Okay. So you're in Brewster. I'm going to look it up at the same time while we're talking here to tell you a local garden center that will have, so let's see, Crocker Nurseries.
Oh, yeah, it's right down the street from me.
Yep, they are an Espoma company. They have Espoma products, according to the website from Espoma.
Uh-huh.
So you could go there, and you could just ask for the 5-10-5 garden food.
Terrific.
Okay.
All right, very good.
All right, Alice.
Thank you very much. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Looking like the Cape is awake. Having a lot of Cape calls this morning, which is great. The Cape is warming up soil temperature-wise. I mean, a lot of it is ready to go. You know, the other thing is in some of the Cape areas, I believe after April 1st, you can start using phosphorus. I know in Falmouth, there's a phosphorus, I wouldn't call it a law, but you can't use phosphorus after certain times and before certain times. Usually it's April 1st, so we're ready to go. Anyways, give us a call with questions. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Washington Township, Michigan, Saturday night, attacking the Biden administration for the rising inflation rate.
They declared war on American energy, and the middle class is now being crushed by the highest gas and food prices in the history of our country.
The number of Ukrainian refugees trying to get into the United States across the Mexican border in Tijuana keeps growing. Officials say the number was at about 1,500. They expect that number to increase. This comes as the Biden administration has announced the U.S. would be taking in about 100,000 Ukrainian refugees fleeing Russia's invasion. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a police standoff that shut down a major freeway ended with a suspect being killed. Authorities say the man fired shots at officers Saturday during a police chase that ended in Oklahoma City with portions of I-44 having to be closed down. More than an hour after it began, police announced the situation under control. None of the officers hurt. The suspect was killed. This is USA Radio News. Peace talks between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine could be in the works, a Ukrainian negotiator says draft peace treaty documents could set the stage for direct talks between Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There are reports the two leaders could meet in Turkey to discuss an end to the war. Two people are in custody for a three-car collision that led to a highway shooting in Washington State in what authorities say they believe to be a road rage incident. Washington State Patrol Trooper Richard Allen.
It's something that we're facing more and more now, and all we can do is encourage everyone to please drive safe, drive respectfully, and, you know, if somebody cuts you off, maybe it's best to let them go, because these are road rage type incidents are moving up and up and up, and we'd really like to get these under control.
Gas prices are dropping again. AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20, down from last week's average of $4.24. California still has the highest average, with a gallon costing $5.86. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I've got plenty of time left in the show for any questions that you may have. I know it's really starting to be spring. Not necessarily feel spring in some of these some areas. It's a little bit colder this weekend. You know, there were some times where it was like, all right, what's the date? We're almost fully blown in spring this week. It looks like the temperatures might just start to balance out, where they're not some heavy drops overnight. Woke up this morning, it was 30 degrees. I'll tell you, if you were outside at all last night, you could feel the cold. It's been something else. So definitely, spring is on its way, I guess. But it just doesn't feel that way right now. So we'll, just keep on keeping on while we can. To get ready for the spring season. What can we do to get ready for that spring season? Well, there's a lot we can be doing. We can be getting our perennial beds ready. We can be adding compost to our vegetable gardens. We could be adding some fertilizers. We could be adding a lot of things to our perennial beds. We can get going on those levels. I have, a lot of I work for Mahoney's Garden Center. And, I do a lot of the purchasing on this field. Buy bulk material, bag goods, what we call our barn, which is, your lawn and garden type things. And, this year, I found a product that is in the northern stores of the Mahoney's in the Winchester and Chelmsford currently. It's this product called Ocean Enriched Compost. And I'll tell you, it's something else. Now, I've been looking for some sort of product out there to really help enrich the soil with actually having some soil in it. And this product is one of those things where the soil, there's some soil mixed in with this compost at the time when it's screened to get some soil in there, and they also add crustacean meal. So they're putting like crab and lobster, whatever's kind of left of it, mixed into the soil, allowing it to really enrich it. But I'll tell you, looking at it, touching, feeling it, it is something else. I'm really excited about it. You know, that's some of the things that you can find in bulk material at the Mahoney's all over. But the northern stores at this point, you can actually go on their website, take a look for more info. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get back to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've taken your advice, and I've had the grading done at my house as much as I could, and got the Jonathan Green 4-foot root grass,
yep.
I hope. And we just put it down. Now, a final point about watering. It's going to rain later. The landscaper said water lightly twice a day for 2 weeks. And so I'm wondering, when it's going to rain, do I still water? I haven't watered at all yet. Do I water twice a day on a part of the day it doesn't rain?
Well, so it's supposed to rain tonight, from what I understand, later in the day.
Our forecast is this afternoon.
Okay, so this was when I looked at it, was last night. So when I looked at it, meaning I looked last night, not showing at night. So anyways, I think, you know, you won't have to water it this morning. Let the rain hit it. But you know, one thing you need to look at when it comes to watering a lawn is it's not just the first 2 weeks. It is
right.
It's throughout the year, and what we're
that was
looking
my next
to
question.
What we're looking at doing is you want to actually have about 2 inches of rain or water per week. How do we figure that out? It's not that hard, actually. You could just get a rain gauge, or you could grab like a can of tuna fish. The tuna fish can is an inch tall, and you could actually leave it out there when you're watering. You know, leave the sprinkler on or whatever you're using, and however long it takes to fill, that's right there is you know, how often you're going to need to water. So say it takes a half hour to fill, and it's an inch tall. That means total during the week, you're going to need to water for an hour. So we break that up. You can do it, you know, a couple days, because the soil being saturated when it comes to germination and for the grass, it wants it more at once versus spread out. So the way I look at it is, you know, if you can, do you have a sprinkler system, or are you using like a hose with a sprinkler?
I'm gonna have to do it quote unquote by hand, but that's what I was wondering, because I thought he meant the first 2 weeks to germinate, and then you went to where my next question was, which. So I get it germinate. He said go twice a day, but then I thought, then do I go to the inch a week?
Well, so to be honest, I think right now, based on where you're at, a lot of the, it's going to be hard for the seed to germinate right now based on the soil temperatures. I honestly think it's a little, it's going to take a little bit longer for the seed to germinate than it normally would, just based on the temperatures of outside right now and the soil temperatures.
Good point.
So, you know, you can water, and that's not a you know, bad thing. It's going to help. But just realize that some of the germination rate isn't going to be as quick as it normally would if it was a little bit warmer outside. So okay. If you have something that has a germination rate of, you know, 10 to 14 days, with the temperatures in the soil and outside right now, you're probably looking at 20 to 30 days for germination.
Okay.
And so the amount of watering can help that, might not. You also got to look at the night temperatures, right? The thing about watering at night right now, say it drops into the low 30s, we're watering and then creating almost like an ice covering and slowing the soil down. So,
okay.
You know, I'd be looking at saying if you need to water, water in the morning.
All right.
I like to, when it comes to watering in general, I'd rather watering be done in the morning, so that the plant, the soil, whichever, has the entire day to really dry out. Why is that? Well, water sitting at night can cause pathogens, can cause diseases, because it's just sitting there, sitting on leaves, it's not going anywhere. Whereas during the day, the water can be, you know, dried out, if you will, by the sun, by other areas. So I always, when it comes to watering the lawn or anything like that, I would rather see you do all of it in the morning versus breaking it up to multiple times during the day.
Okay.
Okay. And
yeah.
I think at this point, I would also be, you know, let the rain hit it tonight. Don't water it. You won't have to today. But just kind of keep an eye out on the temperatures, because if the temperatures are going below 40 and are in the 30s, by watering, we might only be, you know, affecting the seed in there, making it colder at night, like freezing. You know what I mean? So you were kind of on an in-between right now.
Yeah. So if it's going to be that cold at night, should I not water at...
You could water in the morning, but if it's going to be really cold at night... I wouldn't water until the next morning.
Okay.
Honestly, it's just, you could do more damage than good.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
Thank you. One more question.
No problem.
I got my bushes moved, and I got fish carcasses to have them put deep in the hole.
Yep.
To help with nutrients. A couple of them were boxwoods, and I didn't trim them. They got little yellow on them and fun. Do I do any fertilizing while they're just moved? Do I wait till the fall? Or?
So what I would look at doing is adding, like, Biotone starter to it. Biotone has mycorrhizae in it. Mycorrhizae is a beneficial organism that attacks the root system, allowing it to become a stronger and bigger root system. So you could put that on today, and all you'd have to do is mix it, you know, scratch it in the surface around the soil to the new plants and be okay. And then let the rain water it in tonight. But it is something that is going to help the root system develop and become stronger, especially after being dug up and moved. It'll help with that transplant shock.
Great.
Okay. Another thing, if you're worried about them, you could look at getting protolyzer from Natural Alternative. So the protolyzer you would mix with water and water it into the plants. And you could do that a couple times, two times a month for the next couple months to really help that root system develop as well. So there's multiple options for you.
Okay, but you're saying I could do both?
You could do both if you wanted to. Yeah, because the Biotone is an actual fertilizer, where the protolyzer is not a fertilizer. It's an additive. It's like nutrients for your fertilizer, and helps the fertilizer actually work a little bit stronger. So you could do both.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you. One piece of information. I looked up Jonathan Green on... They have a terrible review on Better Business Bureau because their grass wasn't coming up very well.
Okay.
My landscaper had me use multiples of what was recommended because he said he's used it before.
Yep.
He said the coating, there's a bunch of seeds in there that are just empty. It looks like a seed, but it's empty. So he put in a ton more, he said, because he's used it before and it'll work if I use multiples of what they recommend. So I just a piece of information.
Well, it's interesting because so any of the Jonathan Green grass seed is not coated. So there's no coating over anything, so it would only be grass seed in there.
Maybe it was a seed coat was empty.
Yeah, because there's no seed coating on them, which is at least I've been told, and I had a meeting with their countrywide representative saying that they don't have it. But I can understand wanting to put more, but it is a little bit early. Maybe that's part of it. But anyways, we'll see how it goes, and good luck.
Thanks for your help.
Alrighty, bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR Capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And really just getting started here. Halfway through today's program. But I'll tell you, it's we're getting to spring. It's harder to feel it. I said this morning, my youngest daughter, Ella, looked at me Friday or Saturday, and looked at me and goes, "Dad, when's spring actually going to come back?" Midweek, you're out there, it's beautiful, and then this weekend it was just cold as can be. So spring is on the way. At least looking at the long-term forecast. Hopefully that works out for us. We shall see. But soil temperatures are dictating that we're not there yet. We're getting there. Almost time to really start with a lot of our coal crops, right? A lot of our coal crops can be going out there at this point anyways. Take a look at the different styles that you can have out there. For coal crops at this point in time, let's see what could really be available out there for you to grow. There's a number of different things. We're looking at some lettuces. We're looking at some different items. Like some Brussels sprouts, right? That's a cold crop. We could also be looking at different types of lettuces, some peas, some spinach, cauliflower, cabbage, escarole, Swiss chard, kale, just to name a few of those cold crops. Really get started with them. They do like the temperatures a little bit cooler. So that's the start of your vegetable garden out there. You know, some peas you can actually just put right into the ground in the cooler temperatures and build up from there. That's kind of, the early season, and that's where we're starting. So it's time to be looking at those things, getting ready for, the spring season. Too early to be putting out some of those other vegetables, your tomatoes, your peppers, those types of things. Way too early. We're looking more towards the middle of May before any of those can really go out there. Whereas the cold crops are a better option for you at this point. So if you have some questions, call us here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show, so we can answer any of the questions that you're looking for, whether it be about your lawn and garden, your shrubs, trees, whatnot. We're definitely here to help you out. This is the time where we're start to see some of our bulbs start to pop up and get ready for the season. You know, your tulips, your daffodils, those things. You're starting to see leaves forming underneath, the soil or underneath the mulch if you haven't removed some of that mulch. And they're getting going. So how can you help them? Well, maybe look at using like an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 fertilizer and broadcasting it over the top of a bulb bed. Or using like a super phosphate to help push some new growth, new flowers. Maybe that's something to be doing. Taking a look at what else you can be doing. It's time to be adding holly tone, plant tone, tree tone to all of your shrubs and trees at this point. And getting them ready for spring and summer to boost them for the year. If it's, we're supposed to get some rain later today, but look at the long-term forecast. See if there's rain in the forecast. It's almost time to start watering again. I know we had a snowy, rainy winter. It's rained or snowed every weekend for this entire year so far. So maybe it's okay, but we got to be starting to think about, do we need to start watering? When do we want to start watering? Do you have an irrigation system? Is it time to get it opened up? Those are things to be looking at this time. So lots of things on the to-do list for spring. Haven't even gotten into the spring cleanups aspect of it, talking about it, but we're almost there. Give us a call with questions, 855-660-4261.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.